The topic of tonight's chabura is performing melacha prior to Avdala. The Mishnah tells us on Kufnun Amud Aleph, Lo yizkar adam polim b'shabbos, lo yamar adam l'chaver l'skar l'polim, ein machshichin alatchum l'skar l'polim l'havi peros, ala machshichu lishmor u'mevi peros b'yadam. The Gemara says on Kufnun Amud Beis, the two dots towards the bottom of the Amud. Of a machshich and alatchum, the avgavdol avdil. Are you allowed to be machshich alatchum even though you didn't make avdalah? The Amud Rebbe Lazar ben Atignas Mishum Rebbe Lazar ben Yaakov Asul al adam sheyaseh chafatz of kodesh sheyavdil. There's an iser of asiyas chafatzim prior to avdalah. Right. So the Mishnah said that you can be mashal chalatchum who may be peros biyado. So how can you be maybe peros biyado without havdalah? Isn't that a violation of the sin that you're not allowed to engage in your own needs before havdalah? V'chi teim da'avda b'tfila. So maybe you made havdalah b'tfila and that's sufficient. V'yam rabbi hilam reshmelam avda b'tfila sarach shi'avda l'alakos. So havdalah alakos is necessary, havdalah b'tfila is not sufficient. Maybe in a chanaim we're talking about a case where you made avdalah ala kos. Kos besada meika. Typically you don't have a kos yayin waiting for you out in the field. Tekem rav nasam barami kameh derav abein agitos tananom. In a chanaim we're talking about a case where you just happen to be in a wine press. Only rav ala ravashi b'ma rav armin an hachi amavdim an kodesh achol v'yavdina an sorachin. They would chop the wood. So what were the answers here of Rav Abba and Rav Ashi? What do they do that allowed performing malacha? So here we have a machlokas rishonim. If you look at the Rif and the Ran al Rif, So start from the bottom of Samach Dalav and Aleph, the Dapi Rif. The Rif writes, second to the bottom line, Amal Yavadu Ravajik Yavinu Vimarava Amri Yamadim Kav Shachol Yavdinan Sarchinan Kolomar Eino tzarech lomar bin or lechoshech kulu ella baruchat Hashem elokeinu melech olam hamadim mekodesh bilvad. You don't have to say the entire nusach of Havdalah. It's sufficient to say hamadim mekodesh lechol, period. The Ran explains that the Shita Sarif is that the only dispensation here is that you don't have to say the entire nusach of Havdalah, but you still require a bracha b'shem malchus, and you still require your Havdalah al Hakos. Meaning, the Gemara's first answer is Bein Agidos Shanu. And then the Gemara's second answer is, we're also talking about where you have a cup of wine, and you require Shema Malchus. The only dispensation is that it doesn't have to be the entire text of the classic Bracha. And that's what the Ram points out, is the Kavanah of the Gemara in Sach and Makuf Gimel Amibes. The Gemara says, "Hamadil mekodesh achol, tainu havdalah shel Rebbe." The Rebbe's nusach of havdalah didn't have three or seven havdalahs; it only had one havdalah, "Hamadil mekodesh achol," in that short nusach. However, if you look at Rashi, keep your hand at the Rif. Rashi says, "Hamadil mekodesh achol, lehakera ba'alma lelavos es hamelach." The recitation of Hamavdi Mekodesh Shachol was necessary as a hacker, Lelavos es Hamelech. So what does Rashi mean? What was the nature of this Havdalah according to Rav Abba and according to Rav Ashi? The Rashi is somewhat sussum, and there's a machlokas Yishonim how to understand Rashi. But if you look back at the Ran explains top line, Samach Dalah Mebeis B'dapei Arif, near Midvarav, Shehu mefarsha b'lo shem u'b'lo kos. She'ena omer el ha'mavdil mekodesh achol u'miyad mutr lasos tzrachav. According to Rashi, it's sufficient to just say the line ha'mavdil mekodesh achol period without shem u'malchus and without a kos, and that is matir asiyas chafatzav. And then, at some point later, you'd have to make Havdalah al Hakos. That's how the Ran understands Rashi. There's a Rashba who understands Rashi differently. The Rashba here, Dibamas Kalarminan, says that according to Rashi, the dispensation of reciting Hamavdil B'Kodesh Shachol without shame, umalchus, and without a bracha is only in play, and without a kos, is only in place where you already made Abdullah B'Tfilah. If you made Abdullah B'Tfilah, then you can do malacha on the basis of a declaration of Hamavdil B'Kodesh Shachol, but if you didn't make Abdullah B'Tfilah, then you require Havdalah Alakos with shame, umalchus. And then you have the there's a Shita Sarash now within Rashi, the Rashi in Arvid Sachim, Perik Arvid Sachim Halacha Yud Aleph, that in order to be Matir Asiyas Chafasa, the Rashi says you need Shema Malchus, but you don't require Havdalah Al Hakos. So the Rashi doesn't say this Das Rashi, but if you look in the Siddur Rashi, which supposedly has the practices of Rashi from one of his Tamidim, the Siddur Rashi has its Shita as well. So potentially there are three variations within Shitas Rashi, because Rashi is somewhat sussim in our Gemara. Either that you don't require Shema Malchus or Kos under any circumstances, that's the Ran, that's the more popular understanding of Rashi. You have the Rashba, that you can dispense with it only if you already said Avdala ala Kos. And then you have the Shita of the Rash, which we find in Siddur Rashi, also sort of quoted from the Mouth of Victory, although I couldn't find it in the Mouth of Victory inside. Another one of Rashi's Tamidim, that you require Havdalah b'shem malchus, but not al hakos. Okay. So there's a famous explanation of this machlokas, what we'll call the Rif in Rashi, given by the Brisker Rav in his Chidushim on the Rambam. Brisker Rav is working initially off the Rambam. The Rambam is somewhat sasam. The Rambam in Perek Kavtes, Halacha Hey and Halacha Vav of Hilchos Shabbos. The Rambam writes, "Asur la'adam le'achol lishtos yayin mishakidesh hayom ash yekadesh." So, Friday night there's an iser achila shesia until you make kiddush. "V'chei mishiyatz hayom asur la'lahaskel le'achol lishtos v'lasas malacha olitam klum ash yavdil." At the end of the day, the Rambam groups the iser achila shesia together with an iser malacha prior to Havdalah. And then the Rambam says in Halacha Vav, the Afa Bishahiv de Batfila Sarfla Hazil Alakos, Havdalah Batfila is insufficient. Umay Achar Shiavdil Vyomer bin Kodesh Achol, Mutalo Lasas Malacha, Afa Bishalo Hidil Alakos. Once you are Mavdil and say bin Kodesh Achol, you're allowed to do Malacha, even though you aren't Mavdil Alakos. So the Rambam allows for a heter for Asiyas Malacha without Havdalah Alakos. But what does the Rambam require? Does the Rambam require Havdalah B'Shema Malchus or not even Shema Malchus? That's not so clear from Lashon Rambam. So the Brisker Rav, in attempting to explain the Rambam, makes the following suggestion within the Machlokes, the Ran, and Rashi. So he suggests, or let's say the Rif and Rashi, sorry. He suggests that the Machlokas, the Rif and Rashi, is based on what is the nature of the Isser of Malacha prior to Havdalah. Is it a Havdalah-oriented Halacha, or is it a Shabbos-oriented Halacha? So he suggests, according to the Rif, the Isser Malacha Mosei Shabbos is not an extension of the Isser Malacha on Shabbos. It's not that on Shabbos we're Musar from doing Lamentas Malachos, and that Isser of Lamentas Malachos continues until you make Havdalah. So he says that's not from the Rif. Rather, it's a halacha in Havdalah. That just like there's an Isser Achila V'Shasiya prior to Havdalah, or if you have a mitzvah of Havdalah to perform, and you're not allowed to eat or drink before you perform the mitzvah of Havdalah, so too, you have a mitzvah of Havdalah to perform, and you're not allowed to perform halacha prior to making Havdalah. He says that's Meduk and Lashon HaGemara, because Lashon HaGemara says, Lashon HaGemara is, Asur la'adam shi'asa chafatzav kodem shi'avdil. There's an Isser of Asiyas chafatzim. It doesn't say there's an Isser malacha, but it says Asur la'asas chafatzav, just like the Gemara in Brachas Daf Yud Aleph, when it comes to the Isser of what you're not allowed to do before tefillah. So there the Gemara says, Asur la'adam la'asas chafatzav kodem shi'asfalo. So So the same lashon, asir lasas chafasa kodesh palo. That's not an iser malacha as in lamatas malachas, that you shouldn't do anything before you daven. So asir lasas chafasa kodesh yadil, you shouldn't do anything before you perform havdalah. So the Brisker says that's the nature of the iser malacha prior to havdalah, according to the Rif. And he thinks, that is shot in the Rambam, as we'll see. Even though the Rambam actually uses the lashon of lasas malacha, not as he is chafasa. So what he says in the Rif is not terribly meduyak in the Rambam. But his suggestion is that the iser asiyas chafatzim is havdalah oriented, that you can't do anything of significance before you make havdalah. And we'll expand to that in a minute. But according to Rashi, and that is why within the Rif, the iser is you can't do anything to make havdalah. So you've only obviated that problem once you've actually made Abdallah alakos and b'shem u'malchus. Because otherwise you haven't made Abdallah yet. That's why according to the Rif, the Isser, the only dispensation you have in the Gemara is to say a shorter nusach of Abdallah, but you still have to say Abdallah b'shem u'malchus and with a kos. Rashi, however, explains the Brisker Rav, assumes that the nature of the Isser of Malacha or Siyas Chafasim before Havdalah is actually an extension of Shabbos. An extension of the Isser Malacha on Shabbos. And that's what Rashi means. Hamazim Mekosh Lecho Lehakir B'alma Lelavos Es HaMelech. That as an extension of Shabbos, you shouldn't perform malacha until you are malava the melech out. Now, there are potentially two ways of saying this. So in the Sefer Mereshis Moshe, he points out the Brisker Rav is saying one way, not the other. But you could say it two ways. That the way the Brisker Rav is saying it is that the Isser malacha is mikavod Shabbos, that it's inappropriate to perform malacha until you're malava the melech out. The other way he could have said it is that there's some continuation of Kedusha Shabbos, that is some kind of Tosefes Shabbos that exists until such time as you make Havdalah. He points out in Mereshis Moshe that the Mishnah Berurah sounds a little bit like this, because the Mishnah Berurah in Siman Beis Sadi Tes, Sif Kata and Lamed Gimel, has a lashon of Kevin Shalohiv de Ladayin Chal b'mikzas Kedusha Shabbos Alav v'asu Chazal b'malacha. That since you haven't yet made Avdala, there still is some kind of Kedusha Shabbos, which is Chal, which prohibits performance of Malacha. And he points out there's a lashon like that in the Eshel Avram Buchach as well. He writes, Kol Zman She'eino Mavdil B'peh Havalei Tosefes Shabbos Shahu min hatara. That's so long as you haven't made Avdallah, there still is some semblance of Tosefes Shabbos, and that is what prohibits performance of Malacha. But the way the Brisker Rav says it is more like the first way, that it's Eino Mikavan Shabbos to do Malacha before you Malava the Melech out. Yeah.
So that would be later enough, even Daraisa Darabam.
That lashon says deraisa. That's I think a little bit of a chiddush, but yeah, if you take that literally, Eshel Avraham Buchach says that. Presumably, the pashtus is they're only talking about it in the rabbanim, but that's a striking lashon. So the Brisker Rav explains that it's mistaber that if you say the way he explains in the Rif, that the Isser of Malacha slash Asiyas Chafasa prior to Havdalah is a function of Havdalah, that you shouldn't be performing Malacha before you do Havdalah, so then it's logical, it makes sense, that not every Malacha would fall under this prohibition. Just like when it comes to Asiyas Chafasa, Kodem Tefillah, there are certain things that you can't perform Kodem Tefillah, and there are certain routine things that are Mutter Kodem Tefillah. So he says that is consistent with the position of the Rabbeinu Yerucham, which Beis Yosef quotes in Siman Reish Saditas, that Rabbeinu Yerucham writes, the only Isser Malacha that you have before Havdalah is what he calls a Malacha Gemura, like Oreg or Kosev are the examples of the Rabbeinu Yerucham. So significant, prominent Malachos, like Oreg and Kosev, are Aser, as opposed to Halakha Saner or Hotzah Mirshus or Shus. So Hotzah is a Malacha Gemura, that's a category in of itself. So presumably the distinction is that certain things that you just do Bichdi, that you light a candle to have light to daven with without thinking twice, so things that don't involve any significant effort, tircha, or thought process are not a malacha gemur and would not be prohibited, as opposed to more significant malachos. His examples are oreg v'kosev. Beis Yosef rejects this Rabbeinu Yerucham because Beis Yosef writes, nechatesi to mechala between malachos. If there's an Isser malacha, then the Isser malacha should be universal. So the mechaber makes no mention of the Rabbeinu Yerucham. Mechaber in Siman Reish Sadi Tes if Yud, but the Rama does quote the Rabbeinu Yerucham as a Yesh Omrim. The Yesh Omrim, the Kol Zeb Melacha Gemura Kegon Kosev Oreg Aval Halaka Saner Ba'alma Oha Samer Shus Shus Eino Tzarech Lazat. So if the Isser is a Havdalah oriented Isser, that you're not allowed to do things before you make Havdalah, so then there's room to distinguish between different kinds of malacha, things that require more effort, and things that require less effort. Now, the Magen Avraham happens to be, brings a rise of the Rabbeinu Yerucham from Medik and Rashi, even though in the Brisker Rav setup, the Rabbeinu Yerucham aligns with the Rif and not with Rashi. But the Magen Avraham's diuk is, if you look at Rashi, Dibur Maskil, V'Yavdina, and Tzorchin, so the Gemara there said that the practice was that Rav Kahana would say, Amad Mikash Shechol, Umisaltin, and Silsi, sorry, before that, Rav Abba said that they would say, Amad Mikash Shechol, V'Yavdina, and Tzorchin. Rashi says, V'Yavdina, and Tzorchin, V'Acher Kach Arim Bevarchin Alakos Bracha Gemura, the Havdalah. So later on, we would say a bracha. The Kol Shekein, I'm sorry, I'm reading the wrong Rashi. Before that, the Rashi says, V'afagav delo avdil, that you could do malacha prior to Havdalah. Asevet masnis and masma. So that's the Gemara's question, how could you do malacha prior to Havdalah? Diksani, umevi peiros beyada lakosasa and minim b'chubar below Havdalah. Right, the Mishnah says that you are allowed to be maybe peiros at the end of Shabbos, after Shabbos is over, when you're mashach al tchum, lekosas on minim mechuber. So why does Rashi have to emphasize your maybe peros lekosas on minim mechuber? Just say that you're mosi peros. That itself is a malacha. So see, Rashi is dafka emphasizing the more significant malacha of lekosas on minim mechuber, not simply the hotsam or shus hashus or the tiltel, but the more significant malacha. So Magen Avraham points out that's meduyak like the Rabbeinu Yerucham. So again, that's the Brisker Rav's point, that if it is the case that this is a Havdalah-oriented halacha, it makes sense to distinguish. If it's a Shabbos-oriented halacha, that we continue the Kedusha Shabbos on some level, or it's Eino Min HaKavod to start doing halacha until you say Havdalah, so then it's less likely that you would distinguish between types of halacha. Just the Lishitasa problem here is that the Rama does quote the Rabbeinu Yerucham lehalacha, even though we assume lehalacha like Rashi, that you can say amatu bekodesh lachol alone without shema malchus and without the kos, and that's matir asiyas malacha. So conceptually, there may be an affinity there, but in terms of the lishitasa lehalacha, that doesn't necessarily fit as well. Rabbi Yerachmiel Fried from Dallas has a nice sefer on Perek Arvei Pesachim called Minchas Arev, or Erev. So he points out that this machlokes, whether it's a Havdal-oriented halacha or a Shabbos-oriented halacha, is reflected as well in machlokes the Ramah and the Levush. The Ramah writes here in the end of Simen Reish Sadites. Sorry, they're about to raise Samach Gimel. They're about to raise the end of Reish Samach Gimel. Mutterly Hanos. Misha Ma'achar Lispal B'Mosei Shabbos. The person davens Mar of late Mosei Shabbos. Mutter Lomer L'Chaver Yisrael Shekar Hispal V'Hiv De Lasos Malachto L'Haluk Lo Neiros L'Vashelo Mutter L'Hanos V'Lachol B'Malachto Kein. So if you already, if someone else already ended Shabbos and made Avdolah, and you're still holding my Shabbos, you haven't done Marv yet, so you're allowed to tell your other friend who already made Avdolah to do Malacha on your behalf, to light candles on your behalf. And the Levush is cholik on this Ramah. So Rabbi Free points out that it could be this reflects this Machlokas, that if it is a Havdalah oriented Halacha, that you shouldn't perform Halacha prior to making Havdalah, so that doesn't mean you can't benefit from someone else's Malacha. You shouldn't be doing anything before you make Havdalah, but if someone turns on a light for you, there's no Isser Hana, it's not like there's still an Isser Shabbos. But if it's a Shabbos-oriented halacha, that you shouldn't engage in any malacha because there's still a semblance of Kedusha Shabbos or some element of Kavod Shabbos, then it's mistaver that you shouldn't even benefit from an adon on your behalf by another Yisrael. And he points out that the Levush is cholik on the Rabbeinu Yochanan that the Ramah quotes, so that L'shitaso fits over there. The Aruch HaShulchan, interestingly, has the opposite approach to this, or an opposite approach in terms of understanding Rashi. The Aruch HaShulchan in Simen Reish Sadites Se'if Kaf Aleph writes against the Brisker Rav, or opposite from the Brisker Rav, that according to Rashi, the Isser Melacha Motzei Shabbos is not a continuation of the Isser Melacha on Shabbos, but rather is to serve as a heker, as a reminder that you should make Havdalah. Right? We don't allow you, just like Lamashal, the way the Magen Avraham, the Shulchan Aruch HaRav, explain the Isser Ti'imah before Kiddush and Avdalah. There's Kol HaTorah Kula, there's in general an Isser that you're not allowed to have a Seuda prior to performing a time-bound mitzvah. But there's no Isser Ti'imah. You're not allowed to have a Seuda before you daven Marv, typically, or before you bench Lulav, before you count Sefiras HaOmer. There's no Isser Ti'imah. When it comes to Kiddush and Avdalah, not only is an Isser Seuda, or an Isser having a significant amount of food, but you're not allowed to taste anything. You can't even have a bite, even a sip. So what's unique about Kiddush and Avdalah? So the Rosh says, Narev Sachim, it has to do with Kavod Shabbos. Magen Avraham the Shulchan Aruch HaRav explain that no, it's because Avdalah and Kiddush are supposed to be performed dafka when Shabbos begins and ends, and has a set time, so you're not supposed to do anything to delay performance of that mitzvah. So it's not that you can't eat before Kiddush because Kiddush is like any other mitzvah that you shouldn't eat before you perform it because you might forget about it. But you're supposed to perform Kiddush at the earliest possible point, and you shouldn't do anything to delay doing that, even a Tima Balma. So along those lines, same idea, that the Aruch HaShulchan explains within Rashi, the reason for the Isser Melacha before Avdalah is we don't want you to do anything that's going to delay or going to impinge on your performance of Avdalah at the appropriate time. So if that's the case, that it's only Mishum Heker, so then it makes sense that you could be Mekel to have a lower level Havdalah. If you have, if you say a Magdib Kodesh Shachol, even if you don't have Shem Malchus, and even without a Kos, so then you've done enough Havdalah that Heker is no longer necessary. And then also the Aruch HaShulchan explains that's why Heker may only be necessary for certain malachas and not for other malachas. If you just do a malacha that's of no real consequence, lighting candles or hotzah, that's not something that's going to impact on your performance of Havdalah. So that's the opposite of the way the Brisker Rav presented it. So it just shows that you could go in the other direction. But La Halacha, the Ramah does quote the Yesh Omrim, this Rabbeinu Yerucham. But nevertheless, there is a possibility of the Matir Malacha on the basis of Habatim B'Kavashachol alone, based on Shitas Rashi as we explained it.